Welcome back to Farm Talk, News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. It is a Thursday at 2:09, and usually this first segment we give to our friends at NDSU and some of their different departments this time. And we probably have not done enough in this area, but we're going to talk a little farm stress. And one of the folks that is the farm stress coordinator, actually, for NDSU is Adriana Dersini. Adriana, nice to meet you. I think I could just listen to your voice. It's not bad, is it?
That thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah, you know, you're recommended by Angie to Angie, of course, Johnson, a farm and ranch safety coordinator. And one of the things, obviously, that we're watching right now is what is going on in the farm. Stress levels again back, I don't want to say all-time high, because they're pretty stressful a few years ago again. But first of all, Adriana, maybe just start as the farm stress coordinator for NDSU. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Okay, yeah, great. So I work closely with Dr. Sean Bratherson, who has been in this type of work for more than 25 years. So most of my work has been trying to have information and produce resources that deal with farm and ranch stress. I mean, what are the causes of stress? What can we do to help those that are feeling so stressed? And we also have trainings like the QPR, Question, Persuade, Refer, Suicide Prevention Training, that helps anybody understand the signs and help those that are struggling and they have needs in the area. And we also have, like, really this Friday, which is tomorrow, I mean, the time flies, we are partnering with University of Minnesota Extension, and they are going to offer a training called Changing Our Mental and Emotional Trajectory, which is kind of helping people have conversations about mental health. And, you know, mental health is very correlated with stress, and it's extremely correlated with our physical health. So that training is going to help all our extension agents have an idea of how to have those conversations, because they are all in the counties and they are sometimes the ones that are having these conversations with farmers and ranchers that stop by their offices or when they go to their fields. And these are conversations that we need to keep having, because when we have too much stress, it's very difficult to handle any situation. And the situation is more complicated, it's even worse. So the more resources that we have out there, the more that we talk about stress and mental health, I think the better we are going to be.
Well, got me a little alarmed.
Go ahead.
I just want to get some information out. But what got me a little alarmed the other day is I had a friend that texted me, and he had said, we didn't get into like specifics, but he had said that he had known of 4 farmer suicides in a kind of an area. I don't know if they're related, unrelated. I'm assuming they were unrelated, but then I started digging into it and started reaching out to you and others across the border about how serious it is out there. And stress levels are high right now. What are you hearing from the farm world or community?
Yeah, and thank you, because that's extremely important. We receive kind of that information from some of our partners, and, you know, we talk about these things with different partners around the state. And I don't know if surprise is the word. I mean, we were kind of surprised, because they were coming all like at once, and we were like thinking, we have been, you know, trying to get all these resources out there. We have been doing this training for some time. And we felt like, oh, what is going on? I mean, the situation is tough, and we know that. Farming and ranching is always a stressful occupation, no matter what the conditions are. But this year it seems like the weather hasn't been the best, you know. The situation with the trade and the situation with the tariffs and all that impacts the economy of any farmer. So there are probably, even though uncertainty is very common in farming, they are probably having more uncertainty about, well, what am I going to do with my crop right now? So all those are pressures that come to you constantly. And unfortunately, when people are at you know, at the extreme of they don't know what to do, they end up dying by suicide. And that is something that we want to avoid, really, because losing one life is not nice. So our message is to make sure that people are taking care of themselves. We know it's difficult, and everybody has stress, and everybody deals with it in a different way. But try to make sure that you connect, you know, connect with people, talk to people, make sure that others understand if you are struggling. If you cannot get to a mental health counselor or therapist, talk to others, talk to your friends. If you have somebody in your faith community, talk to them. Make sure that you are not alone, because you're really not alone. And, you know, suicide is very preventable. So we want to make sure that we prevent people dying by suicide.
Well, two things. One I wanted to say is that, and I've been around and experienced some of this myself, but for folks that think and maybe they're considering something like this, we hope they're not. We hope they reach out, but they think their family's life would be better without them there. And that's the exact opposite of what happens. It makes it much worse. And then they live with that for the rest of their lives. So, you know, reach out, get the help, because they want you around. That's the number one thing. Yeah. Family members want you there.
Yeah.
So if somebody's listening right now, they got a family member they're concerned about, or maybe somebody's listening is like, right now they're kind of in that mode of just like, gosh, I don't know what to do. What is their phone numbers? Where can they go? What can we give them for resources?
Yeah, thank you for asking that, because that is exactly the main thing, you know, that connection piece that we keep talking about. So 988 is the national number for suicide prevention, and it is connected to your cell phone. So if you're dialing from a 701, when they answer, they are going to know that you are in North Dakota. So if you have a different area code because you lived somewhere else before, just say, well, I'm currently in North Dakota, so they can connect you with the resources here. And the good thing about calling 988 is that it's not only for those that are really thinking about suicide right now. It's also for those that see a friend or a family member who is struggling and they don't even know how to have a conversation. They don't know what to say. So they can call 988 and explain, I have this person that I'm very close with. I don't know how to help him or her. They will give you resources. They will connect you with somebody else if they think it's important that you have a conversation with some other person. They have counseling options. And if you are really calling because it's an emergency, you call the number. If you are with the person that's in an emergency situation, you stay with that person and you call with them so they can provide the answers to that person. Okay. And if it's a really, if it's an emergency where you think they are in danger, of course you need to call 911. But when it's not that type of emergency, 988 is the number to call. We have lots of resources on the NDSU Extension website under Managing Stress. If you go there, you will find lots of publications and resources about how to deal with stress, what to do when we don't know what to do. Is it okay not to be okay, you know? And we also have like tools like you need to have in your wellness toolbox so you can make sure that you stay healthy and you are healthy even though you are under stress. So we want to make that connection. It's okay to be stressed, but then you need to try to stay healthy, doing small things like making sure that you are sleeping, making sure that you are, you know, taking a couple of minutes for yourself because you have long hours of work. You know, small things that doesn't cost anything but can help you for sure stay as healthy as possible.
Yeah, and here's the other part of it is, and I don't know if there's like a direct number for this, but I do know that there's opportunities. In fact, I had like an anxiety moment earlier in my life and was dealing with job change and different things going on, and so I reached out, and there are free services, and you can go, I think, up to like three times, and it costs you nothing. And I went like once, and I felt worlds better. It kind of just put my life into perspective a little bit. And so those resources, I'm assuming, are still out there. If somebody just wants to go talk to somebody and they're worried about finances, that shouldn't stop you from going.
Yeah, that's right. That is the 211 number. That's North Dakota number. So it's First Link. That's the number that you can call when you know, oh my gosh, now I cannot pay the mortgage this month, and the electricity bill is way more than I was expecting, so now I don't have the resources to pay for it. You call 211, and they will provide you with resources. That's what they do. So that is why that's another phone number, because, you know, sometimes because you don't have just the money to pay for, like, for the rent or for the electricity bill, that's a lot of stress.
Yeah.
Just there.
There's actually some relief for that too, possibly. So just go to places that are designed to help you. You know, there are. I'm not sure what they would be in North Dakota, but I do know in Minnesota, it's like if you're like way behind on your heating or electric bill, there are places that'll help you with that. So
yeah,
just to say. Anything else, Adriana, before we let you go? I'm basically out of time, but any last message before we move on?
Yeah, we know it's a very stressful time, but we want to make sure that people stay as physically healthy as possible so they can make the best decisions. Make sure that you connect with people. Don't isolate yourself. Being isolated is never good. So make those healthy connections. Talk to people. If you need to connect with your healthcare provider, please do so. You know, those are all small things that you can do to make sure that you are physically healthy, and then your mental health is going to be in a better state. And we know it's stressful, so please call 988, call 211. You know, the resources are out there for you. Make sure you connect with them.
Gotcha. Is there a website, by the way, if somebody just wants to read a little bit more about stress and farming and everything else?
Yes, if you go... Yeah, the ndsu.edu website, you can search for farm stress, and it's going to bring you to a page where there are a lot of publications and resources listed there. That's open for everybody.
Very good. Adriana, it's a great pleasure to be able to visit with you. Hopefully we can talk to you again down the road. Appreciate your time today.
Yes. Oh, no, thank you so much for calling, and thank you so much, because this is such an important subject matter to talk about all the time, and right now it seems like it's even more important. So thank you for the time.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back with more Farm Talk coming up in just a moment.
AgriCover is celebrating